Assalamu alaikum. Today I am starting on a series of talks on key issues from the Quran Kareem. I want to share with you a number of most important aspects of the Quran. So today's talk, I want to give you a very quick overview that these books, Allah's books, Allah's divine revealed knowledges, came to humanity in cascading manners for the last 4,000 to 5,000 years. Allah Azza wa Jalla reminds us in the Quran, before the advent of prophethood, people were one people, implying the human being in the most primitive times of our history, we had a very strong sense of intuition. Quran says, كان الناس أمة واحدة. We were one type. People managed to connect the seen and the unseen, and they lived their short life, which probably, going back 6,000 to 7,000 years ago, was not much more than 20 years average life. Then comes the revealed knowledges through these great beings, who by connecting the aql, mind, heart, seen, unseen, rationality, reasoning, with that which came to the heart in flashes, were these thousands and thousands of messengers and, if you like, prophets, apostles. And the father of the most famous direction or silsila of these were the Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, 4,000 years ago. So these books are not as you and I are nowadays call something a book. It was a revealed package. It did not necessarily come as, if you like, written or was subsequently written. Most of these were recited and known by heart, including, for example, the Torah, the book of Musa, alayhi salam. It was only written 600 years before Christian era. So for a long time it was only known by heart, or if it was written, it was dispersed. So the Torah began to be properly, if you like, inscribed and scrutinized only about 600 years or so before the advent of Isa alayhi salam. We are very fortunate with the Quran in that it came upon the Prophet in one go. It is like you and I, if we wake up from sleep looking at the most magnificent scenery, it's one go. You have seen that wonderful horizon. But try and describe it, try and allude to it, try and get into inside the sceneries that you have seen, and it takes time. So therefore, although the tanzeel of the Quran was instant, like a flash, it took the best part of 23 years for it to unfold, you know. And we were so fortunate in that it was properly scrutinized from earlier on, and there is no difference between two Muslims if they are serious and sincere in their iman regarding the Quran. There's one Quran. I will elaborate on that for you in my next talk, which is specifically on how this amazing unveiling came upon this glorious being, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how then it began to be written, documented, scrutinized, and made popularly available, leading to what we have now as probably one of the most printed, used, reproduced books in existence. We don't know how many millions or hundreds of millions of copies there are. But this is very recent. You know, the first printing was no more than 130 years ago. So inshallah, next talk, I will specifically try and share with you how did this whole thing come about, and what are the sciences of the Quran, and what are the abwab of the Quran. There are seven, if you like, doors, one of which is what we should do, and one of which what we should not do. And then what is the halal and the haram, and the zahir and the batin, and the obvious and the not so clear, متشابه and محكم. So we'll share inshallah with that, about that, these aspects in the next talk. In this talk, I want to give you a quick overview of the key issues, the most important issues, not every issue, but the most important key issues that have been revealed in the Quran. So you have at least a very basic idea of the content, of the table of content that I will also try to follow over the next dozen or so talks. Allah Azza wa Jal declares, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. It came upon the night of Qadr during the month of Ramadan. And then also Allah describes it, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٌ. It is like a locked up thing. It's a locked up secret. It's a treasure. It's therefore, like every treasure, if you see a treasure, you need to look at it more and more and more. The more you look at it, the more you see amazing designs and colors and facets about a treasure. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. That means we have to approach the Quran with purity at heart, humbleness. And then we have the most important thing that the whole of the Quran is centered around, is the idea, the light of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The notion of God was throughout human history, that there are gods, there are deities, there is something beyond us. But the Quran makes that very, very clear. In that, in the Quran we have all the attributes of Allah that we human beings love and yearn for. They are Allah's names, Allah's glory, Allah's ability, Allah's power, Allah's beauty, Allah's majesty. And then the Quran describes Allah, هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. He is the first, he is the last, he is the evident, and he is the hidden. So the Quran describes to us the qualities and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also describes to us Allah's other magnificent qualities, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. You and I love to have some ilm, some knowledge, because we don't want shocks, we don't want disappointments, so we want to know something. So the Quran describes to us, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Then he describes to us, the Quran describes to us, he is الْحَيِّ. We love life, but we know we are also, each one of us is going to taste death. But هو الحي القيوم. And then the Quran describes to us نور السماوات والأرض, light of lights. Then we have in the Quran clearly Allah's ways, Allah's wills. وما من غائبة في السماء والأرض إلا في كتاب مبين. It's already according to a certain basis of laws. It's not haphazard. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Do you think people will be left to fool around and they will not be tested and tried regarding the extent of their iman? These are Allah's ways. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا. And those who strive in our way, we will guide them. These are Allah's wills. The Quran describes this very clearly. The Quran describes that no matter what you and I do, Allah is behind it, Allah is within it. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. His ways are subtler than we can ever imagine. Also Allah's ways, with every difficulty there is ease. وَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. These are Allah's ways. So we'll have inshallah one full talk on that. Then Allah's commands, most of them based on taqwa and tawheed. Always try to see the one. Always look at the one behind the multitudes. And have taqwa. Be cautious. Be humble. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And then أُدْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. These are Allah's commands. If you want to guide somebody else, you have to do it gently, correctly, well, with rationality and reasoning. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Also the Quran advises us to reflect, contemplate, advises us to look deeply into affairs of things. history, past, background. Then Allah's prohibition, mostly based on ghafla, from anything that is other than haqq, distraction. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرَ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرَ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. Always try and see the one. Although everything in existence is based on twos. Never ever expect to see anything unless it has a zawj, a double. And those complementaries meet in the one, by the one. So it is ghafla. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَكُمْ هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا. Be careful, don't take your deen, don't take the path lightly. It is fasl, it is absolute. Allah's ways are total. But He gives us a bit of leeway to fool around a bit. And if Allah wants to makes us accountable for our faults, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّ, nothing will remain alive. So Allah is ever patient. هُوَ الصَّبُورِ, ever patient. So we are given time to correct our faults. And as you all know, if one hasana, one goodness will overcome many, many sayya. And every hasana will multiply 10 times. So look at Allah's generosity. Look at Allah's rahmah. Then we have a description of Allah's creation in the Quran. All of creation is based on doubles, doubles, azwaj, azwaj. And all of them, كُلٌّ يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. And Allah Azza wa Jal declares, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Only to be adored, loved and worshipped. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. So the pinnacle of creation is the Adamic creation. Everything in creation and existence, يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ, is glorifying Allah. And the pinnacle of all creation is Bani Adam. In order to realize the Hadrat al-Rabbaniyya, the ever presence of the Nur of Allah. So therefore you know everything you and I do and think is recorded in us. So فأين المفر, who do you want to run to? Where do you run away from? So you are at all times an integrated human being. You don't have some fantasy thoughts different from your, you know, adherence to your deen. So therefore, you truly are in Islam, enjoying Iman, being in at all times illumined by Ihsan. So these are the ways, you see. Therefore, it's not subject to discussion. Therefore, the path of the deen becomes transformative. And the creation of Allah has got all of these levels. There is the hahut. You cannot describe. لَيْسَ كَمَثَلِهِ شَيْءٍ. You cannot talk about Allah's. He is beyond this. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. Elsewhere in the Quran it says, and وَاسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. So it has got the imagery of some being controlling, if you like, the throne. But equally says, there's nothing like it. So that is why the mutashabih becomes muhkam in the Quran. And then of course we know there is the malaika, there is the jinn, and there is the ins. So hahut is the absolute, total absolute consciousness, pure consciousness, divine consciousness. Then there is the lahut, relative absolute. That is what comes to us after departure from this body. We get exposed to the relative absolute because you and I cannot act after we die. Then there is the Jabarut, from where all of these entities emerge. And then there is the Malakut, to where all of our souls belong. And there is Mulk. So we are Mulki Malakuti. So our creation is physical, but based on totally metaphysical reality. We are light matter together. This is why the Quran is one of those most amazing disclosures. Trying to describe something that you cannot describe by mithal. So amthal. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. Then we come to a most important aspect of the Quran, which describes all the prophets and messengers with the messages. All of them have risale, and each one of them is a wasita, is a means. And this starts around 5,000 years ago. Prior to that, there were no such thing that we are aware of. people who revealed. Many, 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 many of the human beings at that time had this, if you like, opening to the unseen. And there are 26 of these great beings mentioned in the Quran. كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. They always go together. Bishara and warning go together. And the best description of it in the Quran is, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. So, good news is that you are here alive because of a flash of light in you, which is Ruhani, which is Rabbani, which is bringing about the element in you, which is Insani. So essentially we are a ruh in a body, not a body with a ruh. It is the other way around, because the ruh carries on after departure. And then inshallah we have a whole chapter, whole discourse on the prophets, because the Quran also tells us they are the same and they are not the same. So that إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. They are special beings. Not every one of us gets this amazing phenomena of wahi, which is a revealing the unrevealable. And wahi has got in it also different degrees. Most of what wahi came upon our Prophet ﷺ was through the archangel Jibrail. Also it was direct, occasionally hearing a voice. And many a time he would hear a bell. So we will have a discourse, inshallah, on the batch of these wonderful, amazing human beings, many of whom the Quran describes to us, and their difficulties, and what they went through. But because they were these beings totally, utterly connected to the ever-present divine light, they put up with all of these atrocities and difficulties and sacrifices. Then we have the Quran as a foundation for the deen of Islam. Most of our deen is based on the Quran. As you know, 40% of the Quran was revealed in Mecca, the short surahs, and the long ones mostly to do also with Sharia, with relationships, with laws, were revealed in Medina, because that is where the need was. So our deen, Islam, Iman, Ihsan, essentially is founded upon this sacred book. The more you look into it, as also the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt teach us, the more there are deeper and deeper layers in it. There is button, there is zahir, there is a zahir of zahir, and so on, until, as the Prophet ﷺ says, seven layers. So that is why every time we come to the Quran, you find subtler aspect. You find an aspect to do with Sharia, to do with the law, but the truth of it is haqiqah. So as you and I still maintain generosity, although you are applying a very strict law. So this is our deen, and the deen is based on mu'amala. Therefore, there is a lot of that, of transactions in the Qur'an. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّا دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Submitting to the truth. Submit to the truth that we are all scared of death. We don't know what is the nature of afterlife is. Submit to the truth that we all love Allah's attributes. Al-Qawi, Al-Ghani, Al-Aleem. We love these attributes. Submit to the truth. And then from that submission comes realization like ilm al-yaqeen, ayn al-yaqeen, and haqq al-yaqeen. And it carries on. And everyone has to be honest and truthful to what we are and who we are at the time we are. Then we have a great deal about mu'amalat. And that with it also comes our dhikr of Allah and supplication and prayers. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا. Prayer after, so that you and I get the orientation. It was perfecting of akhlaq. The Quran is to perfect our suluk and akhlaq, our muamalat, our conduct, what we think, what we do, what we say. Then we have the complete description of the human composition in the Quran. طبيعة الإنسان. ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار معين ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة اتسترا اتسترا. إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. Every one of us as human being, we have a ruh, which is Rabbani, which is eternal, and we have a nafs that is a shadow of the ruh. And if the nafs is not going to give allegiance and is not going to obey the ruh and to obey the maker of the ruh, Rabb al-Alameen, then we are lost. We don't know what we are following, who we are doing. So this is again the human makeup, the complexity of our nature is described in the Quran. How weak we are. Inna khalaqna Adama wa lan najida lahu azma. And then the strength comes by Allah, from Allah, unto Allah, by being all the time aware that you and I cannot cheat, cannot lie. Then we have in the Quran the story of nations and cultures. خلقناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم وكذلك ما أرسلنا من قبلك في قرية من نذير إلا قال مترفوها إنا وجدنا آباؤنا على أمة. Everybody wants to follow past patterns. You know, we found our parents doing this, therefore we don't hear. Then there is no freshness in life. That's also what happened to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The old habits were so dreadful, so backward, that's why he had to, in a way, leave Mecca after years of suffering. So, شعوباً وقبائل. You cannot be isolated. Human being is an animal, but totally, utterly can survive because of the social nexus. You have a family, you have parents, you have ancestors, you have a tribe, you have a nation, you have a language, you have a culture, and that's wonderful, provided we realize that we are all the same. At the end, we want to be happy. We want to be content. We want to be inwardly stable. Then we have the story in the Quran of what is the meaning of a believer and non-believer? Who are the believers? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. First, you have a faith and trust. Then you tether it. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. إخبات is a condition of the heart. Is the heart humbled. First you have a faith. Yes, I trust. It can't be not for no reason. There is a purpose in this life. Then I do my best. عَمَلُ الصَّالِحَات. And then realize that Allah knows. Who are you trying to cheat? As for the kuffar, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلِقَائِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَئِسُوا مِنْ رَحْمَتِي. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't ever give up the rahmah of Allah. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. هو الرحمن الرحيم. Where is it? وَرَحْمَتِي وَسَعَتْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. What is it not covered by Allah's rahmah? So Allah describes those who are lost, the kafirun, those who cover the truth. Then, of course, the Quran is very rich in weaving throughout the book the hereafter, which is to do with akhirah and ma'ad. So this dunya, this life is zadul ma'ad. We have to take provisions, what we can, in terms of awareness, in terms of alertness, in terms of realizing inna Allah ma'ana, so that when death comes, it's easy. It is not waltaffatu saqu bis-saq, and we are concerned about departure from this world. Any minute, bismillah. It's few more years, you do what you can to remain healthy, to remain correct. If not, bismillah. Because you know, the real life, as the Quran describes it, begins after leaving the body, after releasing the ruh from this temporary prison. And then Allah describes the yawm al-qiyamah or the akhirah, which we, inshallah, we have one whole discourse on it, because there are levels. After death, we are all held in barzakh until the first trumpet, the first blast. Then everything dies again. Then yawm al-qiyamah with the second blast. You know, so Allah describes this business in a most beautiful way in the Quran throughout. There are no less than 400 or 500 occasions where we are given openings and windows to the akhirah. One of which is لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. نفس اللوامة. All of us have a نفس, either نفس مطمئنة or نفس, or until نفس الراضية المرضية. So Allah says, remember the day of the Qiyamah. I remind you by it, I swear by it, until you ask, أيان يوم القيامة. When is it? How is it? Because here we are going by the clock. After death, there is no clock. There is no space and time. It's another level of consciousness. فَإِذَا بَرَقَ الْبَصَرُ, when your sight has flashed out, gone. وَخُسِفَ الْقَمَرُ, وَجُمَعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ, when the moon and the sun are connected, meaning the earth doesn't exist anymore, collapsed. يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ, then we say, where do I run to? كَلَّا لَا وَزَرْ إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرُ, surely to your Lord that instant is where you rest. لِيُنَبِّئَ الْإِنسَانُ بِيَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرُ, so as you and I will know what we did and what we hid. That is why the mu'min and the Muslim must be open. Not two-faced, five-faced, ten-faced. Be open. If you are afraid of creation, then you are unlikely to be afraid of the Creator. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal and your fear of creation will disappear. Stop fearing provision and you will only see Ar-Razzaq. Ya Razzaq, Ya Wahab, Ya Kareem. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَةٌ وَلَوْ أَلْقَىٰ مَعَاذِيرَهُ. Then Allah brings us back to this life. After talking about Qiyamah, He says, but you are a witnesser upon yourself, but you give always excuses. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to give us presence of heart and mind. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to make us truly worthy of the deen of Islam. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to make us worthy of the light of the Quran.